All right, guys, welcome back to another video. In this video, we're going to be talking about how two things actually. I'm going to combine two videos at the last second. How I'm the happiest I've ever been at 31 years old. And within happiness, I'm talking about the most content that I have ever been in my life. That's a massive thing. And number two, which is probably wildly important for guys that are watching this, especially a lot of you younger guys, well, anybody under 30, to be fair, is that in my 30s, all of my social anxiety, fears, worries, whatever, have gone, just completely dissipated. Now, I don't know which one to start with here. I don't know what's the best order, but considering I'm on the topic of all my anxieties, whatever, I'll go from there. So it is big in culture right now to have, things like icks and, oh, that's super embarrassing. That's so cringe. Why would you do that? I was never really about that, but I had it internally where I knew other people thought that way. You know, where it's like I had like girlfriends in the past that were super confident, or friends that were girls that were super confident because they'd never really had the negative reinforcement, and they would just do things in the street, like just skip and dance or just do something. And I was like, that fuck, like that's embarrassing. Like I'd laugh it off, but I couldn't do that myself. Like I'm not saying I'm embarrassed for them. They look great while they're doing it. But for me, I was like, God, if I do it, I'm gonna look like a prick. And it would have to take like 10 beers to get past that stage. No, I'm certainly not saying that I'm dancing through the street now, but if somebody said to me, go on then, do it, and I wanted to do it, I would do it, right? And that's a massive difference now. And like I said, all of those fears and anxieties have gone away. And it's not like, because I was never really a fearful guy. I was never somebody who had massive anxiety as such, but it was definitely there where there was a borderline where there were certain things that I would not do. Now, in my head was always, like how I might do some vlogging. I might grab the camera, go outside and just talk to the camera and do some vlogging. I would always try and do it in an environment where there was no one around. I would try and do it where, late at night, early morning, whatnot. Me and Alex, who films all of the stream platform projects, we were in Starbucks outside the O2, as you guys saw in the vlog. Number one, I was filming myself on my phone and it didn't matter. I did not give a shit. It felt so good. But later that day, it was packed. And you'll see this in the bare knuckle documentary that we've done. He was filming me. And there was probably 20, 30 other people outside, all looking, wondering what I was doing. You know, people obviously wonder, who are you if you're being filmed and you're talking, whatnot. And there were people to my right, literally 2 meters away, and they were telling their kids to shush so that they could listen and stuff like that. Well, they probably thought, I needed quiet while I was doing it, which was very respectful, but it meant that they were then listening, which is, for most people in your head, and for me when I was younger, it would have been like, oh God, I wish all these people weren't listening. There's nothing there. There's nothing there in my body that made me feel fearful, which should be really, really hopeful for you guys moving forward in the future. But I think that comes from two things. Definitely, it comes from age and knowing that what I was doing in that moment was what I wanted to be doing. So even if somebody had laughed and found it embarrassing and said, this is cringe, I would have been like, that's completely your opinion, but I know what I'm doing here is massively beneficial to my life and I feel good doing it. I imagine that's how like a gay guy who comes out feels when he's then strutting down the street in like 6-inch heels and he's just like, I imagine it's the same conclusion to what I just drew then about my business. I'm proud of my business. I'm proud of who I am and what I've done. I'm not coming out right here, right now. I'm not going to give you a Lady Gaga poker face. But that was kind of in my head at the time. I was like, I couldn't care less. I literally couldn't care less. But it also comes from just going and doing. And this is what I've always told you guys to do. Regardless of how it feels, regardless of the fear that you have, regardless of, the negativity around you and the outcome or whatnot, you've got to do it anyway because, it might be a little bit daunting for 4, 5, 6 years, whatever. You don't know, it could be 10, but there will come a point where you go, this is so easy. You know, when people say, like a newscaster, You know, let's say when 9/11 happens and you're on, what's the biggest one in America? Probably Fox, CNN, something like that. Imagine being on Fox and, or like a Good Morning America or something like that. I don't know what time it would have happened in America. I think it was morning. And having to say that to the whole world without making a mistake under the pressure in that moment. Now, to the average person, you would shit yourself naturally. But to somebody who's been doing it for 20 years, always knew they wanted to do it, has geared their mind up to do it, it becomes second nature. And that's the point that I've got to now. Whether it's a podcast, whether it's a vlog, whether it's talking, you know, a public speech, or making a video in public, and you know, I didn't mess up, but I could have messed up. I wouldn't have worried. I would have gone, okay, that happens. That's natural. Back on the horse, because you'll find, as I found throughout my life, people actually respect you for it. They're like, wow, what are you doing? I was at a cafe the other day. And I asked this guy, I got my camera out, whatever he asked about. And I was like, actually, do you know what? I was like, can you film me? And he was like, yeah, what for? And I had to explain what it was and whatever and what I do. And him and his partner were really interested, asking more questions. They were like, that's amazing. Then when they left, they were like, good luck with everything. I hope it all, you know, works out and what you're doing. That's great. See you soon. That's most people's attitudes, you know. And at school, it's stupid, it's fickle, you get weird jealousy. It's not the real world. So whatever you face there, wipe your mind, start fresh. And your 20s is when you figure that out. Your 30s is when you kind of go, oh, I'm past all that now. It doesn't matter. You know, if you get a guy in his 30s who's like, you know, a little bit insecure about something, a little bit worried, that should have been dealt with in his 20s. That should have been dealt with. And that is the reason it isn't dealt with for a lot of people. It can be underlying scars from when they're younger. But number two, and most importantly for you guys, because this is something you can control, is not facing your fears and letting your fears rule you. So, you know, if you're constantly saying, this year is the year I'm going to take that risk, this is the year that, you know, I'm going to join the gym and give it everything. Oh, but everyone's looking at me in the gym. Like, you just need to get through that. You need to get through those moments, because it needs everything that you do, your career, everything that you're basing your life on, your identity on. For me, it's obviously stream platform, public speaking, all these elements that I've explained to you guys know. That to me needs to be second nature, where I can do that in my sleep, because that's what pays me. That's what gives me a life. If I can't do that, or if I'm concerned about doing that, or if I'm worried about what others will think of me, where the hell is that going to lead? That's terrible. Do you know what I mean? That's an awful situation. Now, the second part of this video that I wanted to talk about was that I am the happiest I've ever been at 31 years old. Now, you could call it male advantage. You could call it whatever. You know, things have gone well. It's fantastic. It's great. But I wouldn't put it down to that right now. What I would put it down to is I'm completely who I wanted to be at all times. You know, I don't get angry anymore. I'm constantly calm. I handle every situation exactly how I always wanted to when I was younger. And I'd look back and go, shit, why didn't I do that? My life is pretty much exactly where I want it to be. I'm doing my dream job. There's not a lot holding me back. And that is such a nice situation to be in. And I cannot wait for you guys to experience that. Obviously, it requires work, but it's nice to know for you guys that that is there. It's on the horizon. That is a plausibility. That is something that can happen to you in the future. That is on the horizon. You know, you're 26 years old. You might be slightly struggling. You're wondering what's going to happen. But you have the safety net in your head, knowing that if you keep going, you keep chipping away at it, eventually you'll be in that dream position. I keep hearing the name at the moment, Michael Rubin. I remember it from a Drake song years ago, Michael Rubin boosting my ego or something. And, it was Michael Rapinoe boosting my ego. But he mentioned I think it was Michael. I can't remember the first name. It could be. But he's the billionaire who's friends with Jay-Z and everybody and whatnot. This guy's worth about $11 billion, hosting all these parties. And I was just like, who is this guy? How do he make his money? How old is he? He's 51. Okay, how do he make his money? And it said at 38, he sold his company for, I think he got a payout of about 150 million. So he was 38 years old when his life, obviously he's probably doing a little bit well before that, otherwise they never would have bought his company. But if he's like me, you're putting the majority of the money back in. So you've not got this amazing lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? You're doing your dream job. You're doing what you plan to do, but not everything's clicked yet. And he was 38 years old when he finally sold it. And now he's 51. And, you know, between that space, he's had a great time. But leading up to that, it might not have been exactly where he wanted to be. But this is what I'm saying for myself, just speaking from experience, and you guys will get there. There's a lot of happiness in just doing what you want to do every day. I said to somebody recently, take away absolutely everything that I've got. Take away absolutely everything that I've achieved. Take away the money that I've managed to build up. Take away my monthly earnings, everything, right? Except enough money to be free. So if somebody said to me, we're going to take everything away, strip it all away, everything you can ever imagine, but we're going to leave you with £2,000 a month, and it's never going to go higher. Yeah, of course, I'd be a little bit pissed because I'd be like, well, what, you know, I'd want more. I'd want to do more with my life. But I'd be happy in the knowledge, knowing that I would never have a boss ever again, that I could every day wake up and do what I wanted to do. That is massive. And that's what I now have. I have that on a grander scale than what I had before. And I think what I'm trying to admit to you guys is complete control over your life in every area. So that could be love, it could be finances, could be transport, could be protection, could be the ability to think for yourself. You know, it's just these real simple things. But if you have all of them collectively, that, in my opinion, is when you are a real man, you feel in total control of your own life, nobody has influence over it on you, your ego is dissipated, and you have absolutely no reason to lie, to twist a situation to make you sound better, to prove anything to anybody else. That's a very nice situation to be in. And I'm telling you right now, I have just got a sense of zen and calmness. And probably most importantly, although zen is pretty good, I have got this confidence that really explains a point that I explained to you guys before, or really backs up the point that I said to you guys before, which is in relation to confidence isn't real. It's just the state that exists once anxiety, depression, fears, etc. are all taken away. And that's the position that I'm in. It's not a... I think if you feel confident, it's arrogance, it's alcohol, it's something, it's an influence. If you feel anxious, you got fears, whatever, that's real. That can be in your head. But confidence is more of an arrogance, is more of a something else going on. Actual confidence is nothing. It's just a state of just blankness. It's just calmness. It's giving a speech in front of 5,000 people and believing that you're in your living room talking to your dog. It's no different. It's just, this is what I do. You know, I think you see a sports star and somebody says they're really confident. Well, they're arrogant, they're pumped up, they've just scored, their dopamine's gone up, their blood's gone through the roof, you know, the adrenaline's gone through the roof. And that's different. That's this little sense of like accomplishment, arrogance, whatever. But I think confidence, calmness, that's like Obama giving a speech, I think it's during his inauguration in front of that many people and just being the most relaxed guy in the world. Like, that is what I see as pure confidence. And there might be a situation that still rattles me, but it doesn't seem to anymore. I think I don't fear, I've won and I've lost, and I don't fear either situation. And I know that sounds strange because fearing a loss, it makes perfect sense, but fearing a win, a lot of guys won't understand that. And you see this a lot in life. This is a separate lesson for you guys. People don't want to become too great. People fear becoming great or rubbing it in too much, or oh, I've won again, I better scale it back, I better let them win this time. There's humans have a cognitive bias built in where we do that. We go, oh, I don't want to be too good. I don't want to I don't want to dominate too much. I better take my foot off the gas. And that is, people have got a massive fear of being as great as they could possibly be, but that's a separate lesson. But I hope this is an encouragement for a lot of you younger guys watching this who are maybe feeling down right now, feeling anxious, who are like, why can I not walk onto the dance floor and not give a shit? Why can I not talk to people without feeling some sense of fear? Why can I not order a drink, you know, a coffee shop without whispering because I'm shitting myself that somebody's going to hear me? I'm not confident. I don't belong here. What are people going to think about me? Have I got a weird voice? You know, is my voice too high and all this shit? It all fades if you just keep going, if you just keep going with the practice. And I heard David Gandy speak about this recently as well. He said the same thing, which was funny. He said in his 30s, like, it just all faded away. He was just like, I don't fit in, and that's great. I actually like that about myself. And I've liked myself in the past. Obviously, I'm not necessarily an insecure guy, but I knew it wasn't my full potential, and I knew I wasn't who I was supposed to be. And there's moments where I thought, oh, this guy's fucking ugly, as in myself. I'm not in the shape, I'm not doing this and that, whatever. It's nice when you know there's people in the world who are better than you at pretty much everything, in all different areas, look better than you at this, that, whatever, it doesn't matter. But to still in my own head still want to be me, I wouldn't swap who I am for anybody right now. And I really like who I am, and I'm comfortable in who I am, regardless of somebody being better than me at something else, or having more money than me, or looking better than me, or whatever. That's a nice position to be in. And it's the first time I've had that. And I've had this in the last like 2 months or so. And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because I think in terms of things like mental health and confidence and, you know, these mindset things that a lot of us guys are suffering with in this new generation, which has become our new battle. You know, it is our war. It's a mental war. I think hearing that, somewhat a light at the end of the tunnel, a very warm light, I think that'll give a lot of people a boost. And it will help them to keep going during those moments where you think, I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I know what I'm doing right here, right now, is creating scars that will heal and turn me into who I want to be. You're battle hardening yourself for the modern world. And that's one that nobody's had to navigate before. That's why it's so difficult.